Don't move, just leave your doll on the bed, it's on a tip. Lean back and stay a while, now the book is on a tip.
Fred Crandall here with a welcome to Monitor, the friendly, informative weekend sound at home or away. Sports, music, and one of Hollywood's superstars in this half hour. Just for openers, Peggy Lee.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true.
Asked to define her appeal, actress Shirley MacLaine said, "Well, I'm not an ingenue and I'm not a character actress. I guess I'm just a character." With a disarming frankness, a no-nonsense approach to both her personal and professional life, and incredible energy, Miss MacLaine has made it to the point where she's regarded as one of the so-called superstars. But it hasn't turned her head or distracted her from many other personal pursuits, some of which she discusses with Monitor reporter Roy Neal on the Hollywood set of her latest film, Sweet Charity.
Once you're in a role like that, Shirley, do you live with it day and night, or when you walk away from the studio, do you leave the character behind?
Oh, yeah. I leave the studio behind. I leave Soundstage 12 behind, etc. But you always carry around the inside of a character. I'm so terribly interested in people, I sometimes don't know the line of demarcation between my curiosity and people and my acting, because after all, they're so similar. But I guess that's why I travel so much. I love to look at life. I don't like life to look at me particularly. I don't enjoy those aspects of being a movie star. A movie star. But I do like to kind of nose around and be a part of all that's going on out there, so that when I leave my work, I'm taking my curiosity with me, and I'll come back the next day and express myself through that curiosity, but I see them as separate things.
You have taken an active role in other interests than motion pictures, haven't you?
Yeah, too much.
Could you tell us a little about that? What are some of your current interests, crime ones?
Yeah, I think the campaign right now. I'm very much involved with Senator Kennedy's campaign.
About civil rights, have you been working there at all lately?
Yes, I have. I found that for me, I'll involve myself with, rather than the sort of generalized view of it, I get down to the nitty-gritty of one specific area, like I work with some people in Watts. He might be interested in him. His name is Jimmy Brown. He works with the Willowbrook Job Center down there. It's his outfit, really, and I do whatever I can to help Jimmy. I'm involved in that, and then I'm very much involved in orphanages all over the world. I've got about three of them, which I support and take care of and spend as much time with the children as I can. That's about all I can think of now.
That's a tremendous quantity, it seems to me. How do you manage to find time for all of these outside activities, as well as the very busy business of making movies?
Well, the telephone is always close. The jet age we live in makes it possible. Of course, my profession enables me to afford to do all these things. One thing I can't bear the thought of is to indulge myself in the success I've been fortunate enough to attain. True, I worked hard, and true, I had something that I suppose is a commodity sales value. Okay, but still, I've made a lot and do something with it. You know, I'm not one of those people who can sit back and enjoy my turquoise swimming pool in my Cadillac, and that's the answer. That's the end of it. I'm just not made that way. So fortunately, I can afford to handle all these things because I can get from place to place. I've got the money to do it, and at the same time, I'm involved with, I suppose, the human syndrome, you might say. I don't think I'll ever stop that. I might stop acting one day. You never can tell. I begin to get a little frustrated after the first 2 months of a picture, and my car starts to veer towards the airport by itself. Then I pull the reins up and figure, listen, everything takes time and discipline. Get in there, kid, and finish it.
Have you ever considered taking an active role in politics yourself?
No, I have a social conscience that means a lot to me. I suppose that's what you're referring to. But I couldn't bear a desk job or the kind of gut bucket level maneuvering that evidently has to go on. I might, if something were sort of internationally inclined, where I could keep on traveling, you know, and bring my interest in that to whatever it is. But then I'm not a very good diplomat either, you know. I'm a bit too to the point, and I adhere to protocol like Scotch tape adheres to paper on backwards. So I wouldn't be any good at that. I don't really know where I'd fit. Maybe my best way is to keep on acting. I don't know.
We've been talking with Shirley MacLaine. This is Roy Neal for Monitor in Universal City.
More of the most popular music sound across the nation and sports too coming up, so stay on the Monitor Beacon.
West Bend is the place to go, cause West Bend's where the eating's fun. West Bend is a taste of happiness on a bun.
Yes, you can find a taste of happiness on a bun at your nearby Wetson's Hamburger Restaurant. You can enjoy Wetson's famous hamburgers, French fries, Wetson's thick shakes, and a whole world of really great things to eat. All of Wetson's fine food is of the very highest quality and served at the very lowest prices. And there's congenial atmosphere, courteous service, and plenty of free parking. So join the fun at Wetson's, the family place. From a quick snack to a complete meal at Wetson's Hamburger Restaurant.
You love Wetson's taste of happiness on a bun.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York. You're back with Monitor, the time 17 minutes after the hour. Here's Claudine Lager whispering her latest number, White Horses.
Oh, my horses, let me ride away to my world off the moon so far away. Let me ride.
moment, Jim Simpson reports on the problem facing college football. Monitor Sports is brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
Hello, anybody. Henry Morgan here with a special message. Ladybug, ladybug, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children are next door watching it on TV. Aren't you glad that you have a low-cost homeowners policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty Company? And that with that policy comes a friendly State Farm agent who's probably on his way to pitch in on the fast, efficient claim service that's made State Farm number one in homeowners insurance. Henry Morgan to Ladybug, over and out. Henry Morgan to all you other homeowners. Now that I've told you about the State Farm homeowners policy, the one with rates lower than most, maybe one of you could tell me where a guy who talks to ladybugs can get some much-needed help?
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
This is Jim Simpson speaking for Monitor Sports. So who says it's not football season? The National and American Football Leagues have conducted business meetings all week in Atlanta and have decided to experiment with the point-after-touchdown rule in their exhibition games at least. And a couple more quarterbacks have been swapped in pro football's eternal search for the field leader with a golden arm. Pro football continues to make news, and that's the rub as far as college football is concerned. Let's say at the outset, college football is better than ever before. The fans know it, but those concerned with the college game are concerned, and here's why. Intercollegiate football usually begins in mid-September. Unfortunately for the colleges, that's the time when baseball commands its biggest following. The pennant races begin to take shape as the teams fight their way into the World Series. And when the World Series rolls around, that's at least a week of front-page nationwide publicity that collegiate football could use. It is in early September that pro football gets started, too, head-and-head with a younger campus set. Suddenly, in mid-October, or whenever the World Series ends, college football finds itself in the spotlight with Saturdays all to itself. The game catches the imagination and attention of the nation. But then, 6 or 7 weeks later, college football is over. And the pros in early December began to televise excitement on Saturdays, with the pro teams rushing to conference and league championships and a bid to the Super Bowl. For the college fan, there is nothing to do but sit back and wait for those bowl games. The big ones, the Gator, the Sugar, the Orange, the Cotton, and of course the Rose Bowl, plus a sprinkling of all-star games. So for nearly a month, building to its bowl game climax, college football moves over and others take over. That's what's bothering the concern among the collegiate game. And they've advanced the idea of playoffs to decide an NCAA football champion, just as the basketball, baseball, golf, tennis, swimming, wrestling, fencing, and track and field teams have championships, with who's the best decided once and for all. The detractors to this idea of a collegiate championship are, understandably, the bowl promoters, who feel that if a college champion is crowned in mid-December, who's to watch the bowl games January 1st? Those who support the college championship idea say that nothing will change, that bowl games are now a part of Americana and will be watched as an end-of-the-year holiday ritual, not avoided because a college champion has already been crowned. Hand in hand with the bowl promoters are some of the biggest conferences in the country who have bowl tie-ups and are convinced that they may lose that lucrative yearly check, which in many instances helps to finance the conference commissioner's office and its staff. Our point made originally is an important one. On a national basis, there is only a 6 or 7 week exposure of the best college football, and that's sandwiched between the World Series and the pro football race for a championship of its own. Many feel that a game as great as college football is undersold to a waiting public. They say that to extend the season into December, concluding with a national championship game, is what the sport needs. Right or wrong, the national championship concept has an uphill battle. This is Jim Simpson speaking for Monitor Sports. And now, a word about Super Royal Triton. When your car needs an oil change, insist on the motor oil that goes Detroit one better. Super Royal Triton. Super Royal Triton is so good it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. This rich oil protects your engine under all driving conditions, reduces friction and wear to help give you better mileage. And a patented detergent in Super Royal Triton cleans your engine as you drive. It will pay you to insist on the amazing purple motor oil, Super Royal Triton, from the Union Oil Company of California. you're always sure of the complete sports picture every weekend on Monitor. Of Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66 on Monitor.
Have you ever been soaking up the sun at a beach or pool and suddenly some backslapping friend does this to you?
Ouch! My sunburn!
Too much sun, and how you suffer. That feel on fire feeling, a burning toss and turn can't sleep night. Also needless if you just use Solarcane. Solarcane stops sunburn pain fast, faster and more completely than ordinary first aids. Why? Solarcane contains pain-killing benzocaine used by doctors. Solarcane cools, soothes, aids healing too, helps prevent infection. Get lotion, cream, or spray today. Stop sunburn pain with Solarcane.
When eating too much or too fast causes pressure and gas, Digel works as no plain antacid can. It neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. Digel, the extra action antacid for more complete relief.
Thank you.
Orchestra 70 playing The Happy Time. Always stay happy with Monitor. Enjoyable weekend listening wherever you are in the USA. Folks in and around Martinsville, Virginia, hear us on WMVA. Following a brief station break, Monitor returns. Brad Crandall here.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris Economaki, inviting you to join me later today for Spills and Chills on Sportive Speed.